This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
It has been just a couple of weeks since Microsoft made its big comeback attempt with the launch of Windows 8. And this morning, the big story out of headquarters isn't about a successful launch. It's about the guy in charge of Windows, Steven Sinofsky, leaving the company after more than two decades of service there. For more on this story, let's go to the host of Marketplace Tech, David Brancaccio. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so do we know anything about what this is about, this high-profile departure at Microsoft?
I know, Jeremy. It seems to be going around, right? Just about a week or so after a very high-profile departure at the other company, Apple Computer, Scott Forstall, a guy with links to Steve Jobs. He was out of there. And now the guy with a lot of responsibility over the big product, Windows 8, is out the door. A lot of change at the top of tech here.
Yeah, he'd been there for 23 years, I read. And I wonder, what does this say about Windows 8? Is this about the launch not going as they expected or what?
Well, it's going to be read as the launch not going as intended, because it's just, what, 2 weeks since Windows 8 came out. Officially, Microsoft is not linking to that. There's all sorts of press releases from the CEO, Steve Ballmer, praising Steven Sinofsky. But job reviews of Mr. Sinofsky seem to have been leaked to places like the New York Times and some other newspapers, referring to Mr. Sinofsky as a polarizing figure at Microsoft. Now, the benign explanation is, big product comes out, a person has wanted to leave for a while, I guess now's a good time. It just seems awfully quick.
Awfully quick after a launch that has been described by Steve Ballmer as critical to the company.
Exactly. And frankly, Windows 8, a lot of people love it. You use your finger to manipulate touch screens. It's a whole new interface for Microsoft. Some people don't like it. So mixed reviews. We'll see how the sales go moving forward for Windows 8.
David Brancaccio, host of Marketplace Tech, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.